Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. And you know what? It's crazy because while Love Island UK ends in about 2 weeks, Love Island USA has just kicked off and the cast, I want to give that a try, you know. But look, joining me now to go through all the latest Love Island gossip is Coco and Josh, everybody. What are you lot saying? How are you?
Good.
Welcome back to the UK.
Good.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
You look like you just come back from Spain. Look at like the tropical shirts, the vibes.
We brought the sun back with us, haven't we?
Yeah. Come on, what time did you go to sleep last night?
Oh, 3 a.m.
Late one.
Living that rock star lifestyle now, yeah.
Oh, no, we were just up in McDonald's until like 3.
Yeah. Wow. It was a good night.
With other people, by the way.
Okay, I was about to say. So, like, how does it feel now, like, life after Love Island overall?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The support is crazy. Mm. Consider to what you like. What you think when you come out and you got like people coming up to you for pictures and constantly wanting to chat to you and stuff like that. Yeah, it's mad. It's good though.
Very overwhelming. Like,
Overwhelming in what way?
It just feels like sometimes it's like amazing and sometimes a bit too much.
Too much in what sense?
Like, too much like people coming up to you all the time. It's so lovely, but it's like, oh, why are you coming up to me? Like, I'm a nobody. Do you know what I mean?
Nobody.
But now people know who you are. So it's a really strange experience for me, but it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, now you two were lucky enough to like enter the villa in Castle Amor, and then end up in the main villa.
Uh-huh.
How did that feel for you lot? Because not everyone made it to the main villa.
Yeah, I mean, assignment complete. Do you know what I mean? Oh. It was. Like, I was so happy to come back. Like, I really, actually, genuinely liked Andrew, so I was so like happy, and I was like, oh, he really wants to like pursue something with me. But obviously, it didn't work out that way. But it's still nice to have the opportunity to be in there and find something. It didn't happen, but
yeah. And when you were in there, obviously, like when you were talking to Andrew, you felt like at that moment, yes. I've swayed him back round. Like, he's here for me.
Mm-hmm.
You won't go with Tasha. Is that how it felt when you were in there?
So, for the first like few days of Casa, it did feel like that because we got so close so quickly and we were like so affectionate with each other, like constantly chatting, laughing, like with each other, like the whole time. So I just thought like, okay, he's found this like new, really strong connection. Mm. So he's going to pursue things.
And that's what it looked like.
But like on the last day of Cassie, he was being quieter. So I said to him, like, if you're considering like taking me back into the main villa, but then you're still going to want to pursue things with Tasha.
And did he know that was the last day? You lot knew that was the last day?
Well, this is after the text. I had this conversation with him. And I said, please don't pick me to bring me back and then get back with Tasha, because we've seen that on previous seasons. And I know I'll be hurt because I'm emotionally invested in you now.
Yeah.
So I'd said to him, like, please don't do that. So when he picked me, I genuinely thought, okay.
Yeah, you thought this is a new beginning.
I've told him, do not do that to me. And then literally like 2 seconds later, he was like ignoring me after the recoupling, like over chatting with her. And I was like, oh, like, I told you, don't pick me to do this to me. And now I'm just here feeling awkward. The new girls are like really like frisky with us right now. And it was, it wasn't the nicest feeling, but it's okay.
But obviously, like, he was showing you love and affection. Let's talk about that, like, you know, because I know you two were, you know, underneath the sheets.
Getting frisky.
Underneath the sheets. you were getting very, you know, into it. So what, was that on the first night? What, like, how did this progress? Tell me.
Yeah, so on the first night, obviously, we stayed up all night, like, because what you don't see is we stayed up literally all night, chatting, laughing, like, we had so much in common. We'd both been to a boarding school, like, he's a PT, I was training to be a PT, like, we just had a lot in common and a lot to talk about, and we were just having banter, laughing about, like, stuff from earlier in the series that I'd seen on TV, like, we were just having chat, and I don't know, I just really started to like him. And then obviously we were so sexually attracted to each other that things got a bit more intimate because it's hard in there.
So wait, on night one.
Night one.
Damn. So hold on, he wasn't even trying to wait. He wasn't even trying to wait.
But it's because we were so like sexually attracted to each other that when we started kissing, like we just got a bit carried away. Mm. And like, yeah, he's a boob man, so.
And then he just went for it.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, you described that on the show. So he licked your...
He sucked my tits.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, he's a child and I'm breastfeeding him kind of vibe.
So you were breastfeeding him on the first night and he left Tasha not long ago.
Yeah, and he's looking better. So I don't know if I gave him, like, calcium bit. But he's looking really good.
No, but to me, it just doesn't make sense because it's like he was with Tasha not long before and then...
I know. I think he was just so sexually attracted
to me. So that's what it was. It was a lust thing.
I think it was more lust on his behalf. Whereas I'm the type of person, like, I fall very quickly and very hard, very quick.
Yeah.
My friends, like, have been through all the heartbreaks. Like, I'll fall for someone after, like, one date if I fancy them a bit too much.
And he's
super good looking. So I think for me, I just got emotionally invested. Whereas for him, he just probably just wanted a bang, basically.
Wow. So what else happened then? So after that happened, what, you just fell asleep?
So yeah, we're just like kissing, chatting, and then eventually I think we fell asleep for about like 30 minutes because then I saw the person come in swapping the mics and I was like, oh, we're getting up soon, like we need to sleep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, good first night.
Wow. And now
I'm probably the first Casa girl to ever do that.
Yeah. And obviously now looking at him and Tasha, like, what are your thoughts?
Do you know what? Like, so going into Casa, I did have these preconceptions that maybe she wasn't genuinely into him.
Yeah.
And I actually think it's not right going in with preconceptions like that. And I do actually feel guilty that I just, like, made that assumption because we see an edited version of the show. When you're in there, when she came back, I saw that even, like, in, like, breaks from filming and stuff, they were, like, just staring at each other. Like, so you can tell that she genuinely does like him.
I
think fair enough that she wanted to explore to see if, that, you know, it was the right person, because if you're in there for 4 weeks, it doesn't mean that that person is 100% the right person for you. So if she wanted to get to know someone else, it's actually being taken out of, like, context a little bit, because she is allowed, because they weren't in a relationship then. So my opinion is, I actually think they will be the couple that surprise us.
Do you know what? I do have mixed emotions about Tasha and Andrew, because like, I feel like they have also gone through their trials and tribulations. Mm. Obviously, you know, the drama happened where Andrew obviously sucked your tits. And then I was like, oh, but what does this mean? But actually, you know, he probably still cares about the girl.
Yeah.
Like, maybe his head just got swayed. Just a little bit.
I mean, men think with their thingy, don't they? You know. But I think it's a big statement, actually, that she even wanted to still pursue things with Andrew after that, like, that dumping where the public had to pick their favourite couple. Like, she was finally not in the bottom three with Billy.
Yeah.
And then she still went back to Andrew. So everyone's like, oh, she cares too much what the public thinks. But actually, would you go back to Andrew if you did? Because this is what I've been thinking since I've been out. Because in there, I was just too emotional to even think like this. But since being out, actually, I think they'll be the couple that lasts. Yeah.
On the outside. Yeah, I don't know if the public's going to like them as much on the inside.
I think the public are starting to see it as more genuine.
Yeah. Josh,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to ask you straight.
Yep.
Did you use Danica to get into the main villa?
No. I've been getting asked that question a lot, but if you literally spoke to any of the Castle Boys, they'll tell you the opposite. Because I said, like, if I get in, I get in. If I don't, I don't. But it just happened that me and Danica hit it off in Casa.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can't just get to know someone in 3 days. So then by the time we got to the main villa, for me, I just felt like there was too much pressure on the situation. I felt like the chase had gone. And
hold on. Let's draw back. Because in Casa Amor, I felt like, I'm liking what I'm seeing. Danica and Josh, like, it looked good. It felt good through the screen. And when you lot came back to the main villa, I'm like, yeah, this makes sense. Like,
they look fit together.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm seeing the vision. Then out of the blue, you just friend zoned her. And I said, wow. The first thing I said is, wow. The second thing is, why do people keep on doing this to Danica? She's a beautiful woman.
She is.
Keep on friend zoning her. Like, what is going on? Did you get the ick? Like, what happened?
So this is the problem, because obviously you're only going to get to see an hour. Yeah. But that was like, there was a lot more that went on to that. Mm. And I feel
what happened?
Like, for me, it was just the more time I was spending with her, I was realizing that it was just more, it wasn't going to work. Because I actually went in there with the mindset of, I wanted a relationship. Mm. On the outside, I have fun. So when I went in, I'm like, I need to be with someone that I can chill with on the outside. Plus, in there, you're taking intimacy out of the equation.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to chill with that person and not get bored. And I felt
did
like...
you get bored?
I wasn't getting bored, but I felt like I felt like I was clashing a little bit and I was getting the ick a little bit. So
what did you get the ick from? What did she do to give you the ick?
Not bad. Just for me, like certain bits... Listen, she's a beautiful girl, but
what did she do to give you the ick? Stop trying to backtrack.
Certain bits, as in, like, certain immature bits she'll do. Maybe just too much energy for me right then. And I was just thinking, like, this isn't going to work for me on the outside, so I'm looking for someone that's going to work on the outside.
Yeah.
And then we became friends, because when we were friends in Casa, it was a lot better. We had that, like, flirty, keeping each other on the toes. So I thought, okay, we'll go back to that. And then that was a night that someone pulled me for a chat, and I realised, actually, we're connecting and hitting it off how, like, it should be, so I have to follow my heart. But obviously, watching it back, all I see is Casa was good, then randomly friends, and then summer. But you see nothing towards that, and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
So what was the build-up? So, like, was there a point that maybe, obviously, like you said, we only saw bits. Was there a point that maybe, did you guys have any disagreements or anything? Yeah.
So there was a point where it was probably I think it was the day after I just said we were going to be friends. Mm. That day, we had taken a step back from each other, and I said to Deji and Billy, because they were interested in chatting to her, I said, yo, boys, like, there might be recoupling soon. You need to go talk to her today. You never know when it's coming up. And in there, like, you know that things are moving quick. You get told things are moving quick and to make the move. So I was getting to know Summer that day, chatted to her that night, and those boys were getting to know Danica. So I said, oh, at the end of the day, after you finish chatting to her, I'm going to see how I feel and tell her, you know, whether I'm going to pursue it with her or pursue it with Summer. And yeah, just so happened that night, that was when Davide and Ekansu had the argument. Me and Summer were watching it on the daybed, and she'd cuddled up to me. And that's when Danica saw it. And she called me for a chat first before I got a chance to, you know, say what I was going to say to her. And yeah, she was very upset. And for me, it was hard to watch. And they didn't use that bit, but...
But upset, what exactly happened? Like, what did she say to you?
She was just upset at the fact, like, she felt, like you said, that I'd used her to get into Casa. When, like, you know, for me, it was upsetting, because at the end of the day was when I was going to tell her, like, you know, this is how I'm feeling, and I feel like we're not really going to suit in that way. So she got to me before that, and that kind of put me in a bit of a mood, because I was like, well, this is just like, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to, and the thing is the build up as well, like in the beach shot, I'm constantly leading up to that day, trying to go back and forth with, you know, I wanted to do it the best way I could. Didn't want to hurt her feelings, and it just come across like, oh, you know, got into the villa and then, like, we're friends. But it was, like, it was a lot. For me, it was a lot. I was really trying to think the best way to do it. So, obviously, when she was chatting to me and she was upset, it hurt my feelings, because it's, like, this is the opposite of what I wanted to happen.
Yeah.
And the annoying thing is when we actually left, we were on really good friendship.
Was she quite, like, relaxed with it then, when she was speaking to you about that?
What, as in that time?
Yeah, when she had the conversation.
When we had that conversation, she was upset, and it was hard to watch. And especially because she wants to get everything off her chest. So she'd got everything off her chest. And as I'm listening, I'm startled, because it's come to me quicker than I was going to chat to her.
Okay.
So in that moment, I couldn't tell her how I was feeling. The next day when I reassessed it, like, and I said how I was feeling, we got it off our chest. And the thing is, when I left, we were actually on a good friendship term.
Okay, good.
Because obviously we'd gone back to being friends. She was with Billy, I was with Summer. But it just didn't work.
Yeah.
And obviously, a lot of people can say what they want to say, but you've got to follow your heart in there, and things move a lot quicker, because you have to make decisions quick.
Yeah.
But it's just annoying, because I don't feel like they showed anything of that specific situation.
Okay. I'm trying to... Where were you sleeping? I feel like sometimes I saw you in the bedroom, sometimes I didn't.
So we had, like, it was a lounge. So at first it was me, Danica, Jay China. Once they left, Adam for a little bit, and then he was in the main bedroom. So I was actually never in the main bedroom.
Really?
Yeah, the whole time.
Why?
I have no clue. I think
so. Where were you sleeping?
In, like, a room next to it, but like up until a certain point, when it was lights out, I had to come back in. So I missed all like the night chats, could hear them like laughing and that. And in the morning, if you see me grumpy, it's because I got to go back
in. Because you were in a separate room.
Yeah.
Who so else was like, in that room? Is it empty? Was it just you?
It was literally just me and Danica. And then when I recoupled, cause I was saying like, I want to be back in the main room. Because for me, I'm like an only child. I want to be around everything. Yeah, you want to experience it. And then they were like, okay, there's a recoupling coming soon. Recoupled that night to come back and I'm still in the same bed. So that for me was a struggle. Yeah, obviously with Summer when I'd recoupled, but just in that room. And it's like, for the night chats, obviously we're going to bed late and that room is pitch black. So it was a struggle because you just want to sleep in that room. Like, when everyone's chatting in the other room, it's cool. But yeah, that was a bit of a struggle.
Wow, but struggle in what sense? Like, how was the experience overall for you both, like mentally? Mm. Because people always tell me, like, sometimes the show can be a bit difficult, like the pressures and whatever.
I think when I was in the villa, there was a moment where I had a wobble and I wanted to leave after, like, Andrew friend-zoned me. And just at the start of coming back from Casa, some of the girls weren't the most welcoming, which I understand to an extent because they're, like, going to be territorial because they've been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, we've all gone through the same process, so, you know, and that's what Casa girls are there to do.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to accept
it. So when you say some of the girls weren't as welcome, who were these girls?
Well, I'm not going to name names, but the most welcoming was Ekin-Su.
Yeah.
She was the one who, for, like, probably the first few days was just, like, my Summer.
She looks really fun.
So fun.
She looks like vibes.
And she just said to us, she was like, girls, like, obviously, like, any of us could be in your position and had to do the same thing. Like, she just understands it. So she's amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
But coming out of the show, I did have, like, a bit of a wobble seeing all the hate messages about how I look and stuff. But
where did you watch? On Instagram, was it? We saw that.
Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Ooh, you shouldn't be looking too much. Don't look
they
too much
at those
things.
They said not to look at Twitter.
No, but I guess, you know, curiosity kills the time. You want to look. Like, oh, what are people saying? What do people think?
I actually wasn't going to look, but I was out shopping in Stratford and these girls come up to me and they're like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, have you seen all the stuff, like, about you and, like, your appearance and stuff? And I was like, no. And they were showing me stuff on their phone. And then, like, I had a wobble. And my friend from a past series had to come save me in Stratford because I was, like, couldn't deal with it. But so at first I had a bit of a wobble. But now it's been a few days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can see all the love as well. Mm. And so I feel better mentally. But it was an initial shock. Which
that must be a lot to deal with.
I wasn't pre-warned about it. And that's what the shock was. Because I got told, like, I'm getting hate for a little bit of the Andrew thing. And, like, you know, people have their opinions on that, even though you've seen, like, a snippet of the whole story.
Yeah.
But I didn't know all of this stuff about how I look was out there, and I wasn't warned, so that was a shock.
Yeah. And I guess, like, no matter what, nothing can prepare you for, like, the whole internet coming down and trolling and whatever.
Like, it's difficult because, obviously, they only see, like, a little snippet of you, and if they're following a story already, no matter what you've done, it doesn't get seen because there's so much that, like, even with Deji, that and me and Billy, they didn't get shown, and you're just perceived in a certain way. Yeah. So it's like, no matter who you are, the public are going to see what they see and perceive.
What didn't
like
get shown?
With you, we were just constantly making, like, music and singing and
enjoying
getting everyone's
yourself,
energy up. But, like, even the original girls are like, oh, you guys, your energy is different to the main villa. When we came in, like, we bring our energy, but it was never seen.
Yeah.
And for, like, 90% of the day was when I was energetic, and it'd be like 10% say before dinner when I'm like tired and that.
Yeah.
And that's when I'd be having a chat, and that's what would be recorded.
Wow.
So it's like everyone already thinks that I'm just boring or just not in the mood, but it's like I've done chat throughout the day, just none of that got used.
Yeah.
So it's a bit annoying coming out and just being perceived as like what people would see if they, like, if you saw me, you would think I was that way. And then everyone in there and everyone who knows me knows that I'm goofy and I like to do like fun stuff. But it's just annoying that that side didn't get put across. Obviously, like I said, they have an hour out of the 24 hours that they use, and they have, like, a story they need to follow. But I feel like it's just difficult when you get perceived how you're not.
I do think they should show a bit more of people's, like, fun side of people's personality, because you always see it, like, oh, these people are dead, like, personality.
We saw you, though.
But, I mean, yeah.
We saw you for sure.
No comment. You only, but that's the thing, you only saw that sassy, like, side of me. I feel like they didn't show, like, that I'm actually funny when I'm being sassy. I'm not being, like,
yeah, but it was funny when you said Andrew sucked your tits. That was funny.
I just don't have a filter.
That was funny. All right, but what do you think? Obviously, this week we saw Luca and Dami kind of be quite brutally honest about their thoughts about Tasha. Like, what did you think about all of that?
I mean, look, I don't think in any way, I see people calling them bullies and I don't think they're bullies. But also I think it's been weeks now. Like, now just keep it to yourself. Like, she's proved herself that she's genuine. She's explored these other connections and she's stood her ground and still explored that connection when Billy come back, even though Andrew had friend-zoned me. She was making a decision. She made her decision. Leave her alone now is what I think. Just leave her alone. She's had a hard ride.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we saw the couples that you lot were in on screen, but like, were you lot talking to anyone else, maybe in the villa that we might have not seen? Like, was there anyone else like who sparked your eye, who you maybe had a convo with and you thought, actually, I'm getting along with this person really, really well, but maybe we didn't get a chance to see that?
I feel like for me, it was like Paige and India, the two that I wanted to pursue, but I feel like it's difficult in there because there's like, there's heat around, but obviously with India, there was Deji and Dami, and then with Paige, there was Jackson and Adam. So I feel like you can't actually get into some situations.
Yeah, it was just tricky to navigate
through.
Yeah,
throughout the day, you might be like chatting to them and it might be going well, but when it comes to like the chats that get seen, it's like, you're not going to be in that because, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to follow how that chat goes. But yeah, I said those two were ones that I was trying to pursue.
Yeah.
Or would have pursued, I say.
Okay. Now, if you would have done it both differently, who would you have, like, wanted to get with? Both of you.
I don't think I would change who I wanted to get with. When I initially went in, I wanted to get with Davide, and, like, I did, as you saw. But we kind of just ended up being more like brother and sister, really. And then Andrew's just so good-looking in real life. I wouldn't really change the fact that I would have gone for him and probably would have been the same outcome. But
so for Davide, for you, was it more of just like a lust thing at the time?
Yeah, have you seen him?
Kissed him and then you feel like he's now your brother.
Yeah, because I was like, which one is this? I'm like, oh,
We're now brothers. When I first come in, I was like, you're fit. Like, really fit. But then... Yeah.
And how did he turn into a brother 2 weeks later? Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out the science around this.
Because he would, like, comfort me when I was crying and stuff. Like, he was really there for me.
And that makes him a brother.
I don't know. It's just what we called each other, like, because he kind of, like, looks a little bit like...
Oh,
a way better looking version of my brother. So we're both Italian. And he said I look like his sister, but a slimmer
after
version.
After you kissed or before you kissed?
After.
And obviously, what? Remember, that kiss was very like passionate, you know. And when Ekansu saw that, she said, he never used to kiss. He doesn't kiss me like that. So you know, that kiss wasn't just a brother and sister kiss. That was something else.
No, but at that point, it wasn't. That at that point, I was like, this guy's hot. But they were all so hot. I would have kissed them all if I could go back. Every boy in that villa is so fit when you're in there.
Yeah. And obviously, you and Ekansu, like, will it be fine now? Will you just, like, apologise to her? Like, what's the conversation?
She knew. I don't think they showed it, but me and Davide literally told her straight after the recoupling.
Oh, is
she
it?
Was
you
like,
walked in?
She said, is it weird that I don't care that he kissed you, but I care that he kissed Molly? Probably annoyed now she's seen the kiss. But,
so she was cool with everything. You lot were all just good vibes.
Yeah, me and Ekansu got on really well. We're like, the older kind of girls in there, and we're both, like, kind of... love talking about sex and stuff, so we got on really well. The girls were like, oh, I can't deal with two of you, and we're like, sorry.
So wait, you two are having convos about sex, but we never saw that on the show.
Yeah, they don't show that. Me, Davide and Ekin would have them all the time.
What?
All three of us.
Wow, so like, what would you have done differently? Who would you have gone for?
I feel like I would have gone for anyone differently because like at that minute, I was actually trying to see how things went. Because my top three before going in was Danica, Paige and Antigone. Obviously, when we got in, we didn't know that Antigone had gone. So I feel like I wouldn't have done anything differently in that moment, but maybe after things didn't work with Danica, maybe try and explore things more with, like, say, India or Paige. But I feel like it goes the way it's meant to go.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, things with me and Summer were going good before I left as well. So I feel like, it just...
Okay, so look, you know, it's life after Love Island now, you know. The world's your oyster. What's the deal? What are you lot going to do? Like, are you going to try and get with Summer after maybe? Are you going to speak to, like, what's the love life saying?
The love life?
Someone's coming home tonight, so I don't know who's back. But I feel like, when she gets back, I feel like just go on a date. I feel like a lot of these couples work in there because you're in a bubble.
Yeah.
So I feel like on the outside would be the real test.
So you'd like to go on a date with Summer?
I feel like go on a date and see if the connection's still there on the outside.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
What do you want to do?
Just
get someone sucking your tits again.
That's gonna happen soon, for sure.
She gets it in, everybody. She gets it in.
I haven't found anyone to do it yet, but I've got a lot of requests.
So the DMs must be a madness right now.
The DMs are literally just, people have such great banter. They're like, can I be the Andrew to your tits? Like, honestly, some of the things these people send are great. Whoa. They're like, Coco Titty Pops. They're sending like the picture of the breakfast cereal and they've like actually edited it. Like, the banter around the tits is unbelievable. I'm obsessed. I'm cringing because my granddad called me. He was like, my granddad was like, I saw you on TV. I was like,
That is joke. So wait, those DMs, you know, have you got any blue ticks up in there? What's the deal?
Do you know what? I literally don't have any like blue ticks in the DMs.
Tick.
No.
What? They're missing out.
I do, but they're like the, you know, like non semi pro football ticks.
Oh, you know, those, so you can still be getting some footballers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with you? Are you just like kind of at the moment like single and ready to mingle, enjoying life? Like, are you looking for love? Yeah. Like, what's the deal?
Single, ready to mingle.
So you're not looking for love?
Yeah, I will. Like, I think, I don't know. I just want to, like, enjoy. Because everything at the moment, it's a bit busy right now. Like,
yeah.
But I think in a few weeks, things will calm down. And then I can, like, take people more seriously. But at the moment, I'm just, when I'm out, enjoying the attention. Like,
Just loving life, basically. Loving life.
Living life.
Living life and loving life. Cool. What do you lot think about the whole Dami and India situation? I think at the moment, everyone is just watching the episodes and ripping their hairs out, thinking, India, why? India, why?
I haven't seen last night's episode, but he kissed Summer, right? Because I asked people earlier. Yeah, that's a bit like, you just don't do that. You kiss someone else. Like, I just think that's because you've had like this previous thing with Summer. You shouldn't be snogging her in front of India. Like, it's kind of like just a bit rude. I'd be really pissed off at that. And India is amazing and she deserves the best. But I love Dami, but I think kissing Summer is a bit, I'm not okay with that. That's wrong.
Yeah. So do we think India just needs to rethink the whole situation?
Yeah. But I feel like she likes him a lot to be able to still put
is that what it looks like and feels like in there?
Yeah, she really likes him.
I'm saying that she likes him a lot.
But does it feel like she likes him more than he likes her?
I didn't think so. But, I mean, watching these recent
episodes, I feel like your face is saying something else.
Oh, you tell me.
No, I feel like they're both.
You're lying, boy. He doesn't want to get dragged.
Tell me. Tell the goss.
Yeah,
there's,
come on.
There's no goss. I feel like it's very equal.
I thought it was equal, but now I've heard that, I'm feeling... I hope...
Interesting.
I wanted them to win, so...
I wanted them to win.
At the beginning, I really wanted them to win, so to see this, like, downfall is really annoying and sad.
I don't know. I have one couple who I've been rooting for to win. Like I've said it on every episode, unproblematic.
Yeah.
Gemma and Luca.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You don't like the problem. I feel like the problem is what...
Obviously, look, I think Gemma and Luca, obviously now, I think in the last week, they've definitely had a bit of a rockier patch, but I think they'll overcome it, man.
I mean, I think that when you're around them, they're like with each other like all the time.
Really?
It's really sweet. Yeah, it's really sweet, actually. Like, I remember at the Castle recoupling, we were just hoping and praying that Gemma came back single because Luca like literally was like a shell of a person when she was away, and it was really sweet.
Wow.
So, yeah, I do think that they're a good couple. I just think Ekin and Davide, like, you can't beat the banter. It's amazing.
Yeah, Ekin and Davide, obviously. I think they're another potential winning couple.
Yeah.
I think they'll win.
But I feel like because they have arguments, like, people can relate to that.
It's just real life, isn't
it? Yeah.
But will they last in the outside world? That's the question.
I feel that's the test for everyone.
I think they will.
I
genuinely think they will. I think just where they're, like, older, they're not going to come out and change too much as people.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're a bit younger, you change a lot throughout the years. Like, I've changed so much since I was, like, 19, like, Gemma's age.
True.
And I think Gemma and Luca could grow apart because they could change as people.
Yeah.
Whereas Ekin-Su and Davide, they've already established who they are. So I think it would work on the outside world.
Yeah, cool. And overall, like, now leaving the villa, obviously you said that you're kind of enjoying, like, the attention you're getting. Mm. Like, is mental health kind of in the right place as well? Like, how are we feeling on that side of things?
Like I said, I had my struggle when I first came out the villa with the whole mental health side. Just because, like, when someone's, like, constantly like questioning your appearance and you see some vile things written about how you look and like my nose and stuff, like you question yourself.
But don't change anything.
But I'm not going to change anything.
Promise me you won't change anything.
I promise. Because I've had like companies reach out to me, aesthetic companies, like, oh, I'll give you free treatments. I'm like, I don't want them. Like, I need to like, what? This is my face.
Are they offering you free treatments off the back of what people have said while you were in the villa?
Oh, no, they haven't said that. I'm guessing they just want the promotion for their brand. However, like, I was happy with how I looked before I went in, so why am I going to change myself just because the cameras did me dirty? Like,
I've seen so many islanders do that. They just, over the years, change faces, changing. You don't need to do that. You look fine the way you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. But, like, is it different for guys as well, like, when you come out, or are you just, like, over the moon? Like, how does it feel for you?
I mean, look how fit he is. No one can say anything about how he looks.
I feel like I had, like, attention before going in, but I feel like now it's, like, yeah, it's a lot. I feel like it's good, though. I feel like at the minute, the good thing is that people have seen me, like, a certain way. So, like, coming out, they chat to me and they're like, oh, like, you're different to what we thought. I feel like that's the nicest thing. Because obviously everyone just comes up, like, oh, you're Josh. But it's like, they just assume I'm going to be, like, how I was, which is boring. And I feel like after I can chat to them, they leave thinking, like, oh, he's actually, like, you know, like that, which is nice.
Okay. So would you two ever consider, you know... You know,
Coco's like a sister to me.
You know,
I mean, I definitely wouldn't
that was
say
a straight
no.
friend zone.
Yeah, that was
she's like a sister to me. I wouldn't say no.
I was telling him last night in the car, like, I would definitely go there. However, like, it is more of just friend.
It's just like, you know,
but he's fit. Come on.
So, what's going on here? Are we gonna give it a go?
No, we're not gonna give
it a go.
Why? Because Summer is like my girl, and I want to see what happens with them. Because they would actually have a genuine connection, whereas like I'm like 5 years older than him.
yikes! Now look, you know the deal on this show. Every single week, I run through icks. What gives you the ick in a relationship?
Everything gives him the ick. Everything gives him the ick.
Cool. I've got a couple here. Wired headphones. You link someone, they've not got AirPods, it's wired, tangled
headphones.
Oh my
God, I never thought about that, but actually, disgusting. And also really dirty at the bottom of the bag, vile.
If it's tangled,
If it's tangled up, and it's like, you're right, and it's tangled up headphones.
No. If it's just tangled up.
I feel sick. I feel sick.
Wow. No, but hold on, I'm going to fight my case here against wired headphones, because with AirPods, you lose them. You know when you're running and you're jogging, you lose them.
They fall out.
They fall out and they're so expensive. Whereas like with wired headphones, you just want music in your ear.
I wear like a headset, which is probably an ick.
That's
like a headset.
Oh, like a big thing.
Yeah, like in the gym, that's what I wear. Wireless like headset. I prefer training like that.
Over your head.
Over the head.
It's giving an ick.
Bit of an ick, yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Bit of an ick.
Yeah, it's giving an ick. Cool. A loud eater.
I'm a loud eater, so I can't say nothing about that.
Why are you a loud eater?
I don't know, because I'm a pig and I eat really quick.
Wow.
Food down.
With your mouth open, making noises.
Yeah.
Is it necessary? Is it really necessary?
I'm not a classy bird.
Fair enough. What about you?
It depends. If I like the person, like, nothing's an ick. But if it's like 50-50, then yeah, no, that's too much.
Did you say if I like the person, then nothing's an ick?
If He's I'm like lying. Really invested in a person...
He gets the ick at everything. When I was with him in like isolating after we come out the villa, everything, he was like, that's an ick.
Once you get to know someone, if you're 100% invested in them, like I won't get the ick. But if I'm getting to know someone and starting doing stuff that's making me get the ick, then nah.
Well, you got right the ick for Danica very quickly, that's all I'm saying.
I haven't got to know her yet, but you know what I'm I was waiting for that.
I was like, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Cool. Our artist on every single episode, an Android phone.
An Android phone doesn't give me the ick. However, I would prefer an iPhone.
Explain your reasoning.
I actually have no idea why, but
really?
I just think, and the emojis on an Android are awful.
No, when it's the camera quality. I say it every week, the camera quality.
Yeah, you need the iPhone 13 Pro, whatever it is, like for the camera, for sure.
Ooh.
But it's probably more of an ick if a girl has an Android phone than a guy.
I think it's an ick if anyone has an Android phone at this point. Those phones are just not needed in society. They should be illegal.
Yeah, but then...
They should be banned.
But then, like, there'll only be Apple when these businesses will just die.
Not us getting into tech talk. Yeah, not us getting deep into tech talk.
Like, you know, I'm not going to lie. have an Android iPad.
Oh,
yeah.
An Android iPad.
Yeah, like I have like a Samsung.
Yeah, that's not an iPad, darling.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't even know what
Android
it is.
Android phone.
Maybe. It's like I said, it just depends. Maybe.
Interesting.
As long as we're not doing like loads of Snapchat and then it's quiet. Because that's where you can actually clock that it's an Android.
Wait. And the last one is someone who uses Snapchat as their main form of communication.
Ick.
No, I like
but
that.
I think it's my age. But ick.
Wait, why'd you like that?
I feel like I'd chat on Insta, but Snap's like.
Because they disappear.
Just, no, it's just
that's why he likes
it. Said news, that's why he likes that. That's why he likes that. You're not going to say news no, late at night.
Show us.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Send me it's a cheeky picture. Send me a sexy picture. Bye. On
no,
Snapchat,
it's just less
that's
bait.
What they do.
It's just less bait. Like, you can message, like, it's less bait. I feel like now it's just like, yeah, I feel like it's just too bait.
Yeah, he's a dog, you know.
Yeah,
he's a dog.
Yeah.
Less bait. Please. Keep your eye on this one. Keep your eye on him. Wow.
No, yeah, just let's be like, crazy.
Enjoy the attention while it lasts,
good
honey.
Guys. So look, what's next for you guys? You know, obviously not looking for love at the moment, just living your best lives.
Living my best life. I'm actually going to go back to shot girling next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Listen, if I see you out, you better give me some free shots.
No, none for free, honey. I need to make money.
Okay, so wait, where are you doing the shot girl? Oh, well, you can't reveal the location.
It's an agency thing, yeah. So I'm speaking with them today, but just until like I know what's happening like with opportunities post this show.
I respect that, you know.
Yeah.
I respect that big time because I mean, there's this whole stigma around people going back to the jobs that they were in before Love Island. But you're just like, yeah, I want to do my job.
I don't care. Do you know what? I will literally sell so many now. So, yeah. And I don't, like, there's nothing I can really, like, make money at the moment.
Exactly, because like, you've got to wait. I have this period where you've got to wait for like.
And like,
to come
I'm
in.
Not just gonna live off like my savings. Like no, so I'm gonna go back, and I'm actually excited. I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. So is it in bars, clubs, events?
It'll be in like a student club.
Oh,
so
cool.
There'll be like yeah, like 18, 90.
You're gonna get all the like 18-year-old boys hitting up on you, saying yo, I saw you on the show. What you saying?
Yeah. Can I lick your tip? I'm gonna say no, but you can buy a shot. I'm gonna charge them double.
Literally. What about you, man? You're a model.
Yeah, I'm trying to hop back on the modeling. I'm starting YouTube this week. That'll be good. And I want to hop on like the LA scene as well.
Yeah,
that's like the goals at the minute. And music. Like,
yeah.
We'll see. I was singing
music.
And stuff
you're gonna
like
start
that.
Dropping a rapping and stuff.
No, like singing and maybe
you
a little
can
bit.
You sing.
Rapping as well.
Sing.
But,
right?
Nope.
No,
yes, it's given Wes Nelson.
Please.
It's given Wes Nelson, ladies and gentlemen.
Wes Nelson sick.
He's a very good singer, by the way. Wes Nelson
good,
can
he's
sing.
He's good. I want to be more like breezy, maybe, but.
Oh.
But
okay.
No, that's what I thought
are
would come out.
To LA. He wants to be Chris Brown.
He wants to just take Chris Brown.
I
want to
be myself. But yeah, I feel like that's a lot of the stuff they didn't show as well. Like me, Deji, and Billy were just doing like songs and that all the time. But yeah, that's mainly where I'm looking to head at the minute is that kind of route.
Cool.
Oh,
guys, thank you so
exciting.
Much for coming on
thank
the show.
You.
Thank you for having us.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.